recognize you, that should be the norm. That should be what you expect. Amen. If God is truly your source, what are you so afraid of or worried about or so wavering over if God is your source? Remember, we talked about last time, I mentioned something how when God created the man on the sixth day, on the seventh day, God rested, and he brought man into his rest without man doing anything. Tell somebody, just chill out. And that doesn't mean that we become inactive and you don't do anything. No, that doesn't mean that. But in your mind, stop being so fretful, so worried, so anxious, and all those things. Word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, the heart, again, is not this thing. That's not the heart he's talking about. That's what pumps the blood. He's talking about the foundation of your belief system and your thoughts. That's your heart. That's the you. The foundation of your belief system. What do you believe? As a man thinketh, believeth in his heart, so is he. The Lord told the centurion, he said in Matthew, I believe, 8 and 13, he said, as you believe, be it unto you. Now, understand something. God wants you to take control over some situations, not over people. Because if you can control yourself, what flows out of you will control circumstances. It will determine a lot of things that happen and don't happen. Not because you did all of this or did all of that. No, just because you showed up. Thank you for the clap in the back. But seriously, just because you showed up. See, there's a lot of things Jesus didn't even have to do. He just showed up. Providence. There's powers that are beyond us that will work with us if we just get in harmony, in cadence, in rhythm with God. There are a lot of things you won't have to seek after. They'll seek after you. Where sometimes children of God cancel these things out is through their words. You see, your subconscious doesn't care whether what you believe is good or bad. Your subconscious is just going to take whatever program you give it and say, we got to make this come to pass. And when you talk fear or lack enough, your subconscious catches that. And even though there's a message on prosperity and you said, hey, man, hallelujah, you got up and danced and ran around, your subconscious says, that ain't what you believe. We got to make you poor. You got to stay broke because you've been talking broke. You've been thinking broke. And so your subconscious catches that. It doesn't matter what it is. It does not matter what it is your subconscious is going to bring. They say, we got to do whatever we have to do to bring this to pass. So your words, like Paul, like the writer said, are the pen of a ready writer. You talk faith enough about something, you'll start believing it. And you won't have to get up and struggle with it. When you get up, you'll be believing it. Because your subconscious got a hold of it and says, we got to bring this to pass. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Yeah, we heard what the doctor said, but that don't matter anything. We know they don't have it in the bank account, but that don't matter. They're believing this thing in their spirit that we got to bring this thing to pass. And guess what? It'll cause stuff to start coming towards you. That's how powerful a being you are. Created in the image and likeness of God Himself to have dominion in the earth and over all the earth. So, the weapons of God are launched, somebody say, through my mouth. When the Lord said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, connect the dots. You know, we pause, and then we say, and every tongue. But what he's talking about when he says weapons, he's talking about tongues. Because weaponry is launched through the mouth. The devil as a roaring lion. How do lions devour? With their mouth. How does the devil deceive? How does he get after you? With his words, with his mouth. How does he try to deceive you or oppress you? With words. And even when they're not vocalized, words in the spirit that come against your mind, images, they're words. And so the weapons of God are launched through our mouths. In Matthew 4, don't turn there, just write it down, but Jesus himself, when confronted by the devil, the first thing he said, it is written. He spoke something out. Now, the devil, being persistent, came back. And Jesus said, again, it is written. And the devil, still persisting, came back again. But notice how Luke says it. Jesus said, for I say, instead of just saying what the Logos was written there, he says, I say. When he took that stance, the devil left him. See, you got to say it. Stop just parroting what you read. The Bible says, no, what do you say? He know what the Bible says. What do you say? Well, you know, my pastor said, yeah, well, what do you say? It's when you take ownership of it and use your tongue to launch it. And guess what? The enemy knows when you mean what you say. Amen. He knows. Spirits know when you just floundering around and you trying something and you're trying to figure something out. And he knows when you mean business. The weapons of God are launched through our mouths. The weapons of God. In the temple, when Peter went in there, He said, in the name of Jesus. And through those words, the lame man was healed. He didn't lay hands on him. He didn't pray the prayer. He said, in the name of Jesus. And in that name, that lame man leaped up. I want to stress tonight the importance of our mouth being the key to victory in warfare. Not arguing, not fussing, not fighting. I don't mean that kind. Now, look at Psalm 33 and verse 6. I want to show you the significance of the breath of life. I want to keep challenging you on talking, because you can't talk. You can't say words breathing in. Try it. Anybody can do that, I'll give you a dollar. You can't do it. We weren't created to do that. We were created to breathe out and breathe in. You breathe in life and you breathe out life. Psalm 33, verse 6. Let's take a look at what it says. It says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. There we have the word of the Lord. And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. So we have the word and the breath. We have the word of God and the breath of God. God's word and spirit or breath always work together. Friday, Lord willing, and this weekend being resurrection weekend, I want to emphasize something about the blood. Do you know when God formed Adam of the dust of the earth, he breathed into Adam but that breath became blood. See, the life is in the blood. No blood, no life. All through the scripture, we see that the life is in the blood. That's why they were instructed not to eat that had blood, because the life is in the blood. Think about it now. So when he breathed in Adam, blood started running warm in his veins. When Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit and conception took place, blood started running warm in the embryo. That just brings something to my mind. Don't despise the day of small things. God started out as a little tiny embryo. He didn't just appear. He started out in the womb, went through all the things that we go through as humankind. God's word and his spirit always work together. They always agree. The heavens were made by two things, the word of the Lord and the breath of his mouth. Breath, in this instance, nuach, can be translated spirit. Spirit. Now, as God's word goes out of his mouth, his spirit goes out. I want to say that again. As God's word goes out of his mouth, his spirit goes out. Listen, understand this. God never says anything that is not of value, that doesn't have life. God has never minced his words or said something he had to take back. Anytime he speaks, he says, my word won't return void. That's why you and I, it's imperative that we be in communication with him so that when he speaks, we can say what he says. Why? Because we have the dominion in this realm. And for God to come into this realm, he has to come through just like he came through the womb. He has to come through you and I. Amen. That's why the enemy would love to shut you down.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
From all my sin and pain and suffering, a song of the redeemed I once was lost, but you found me. Oh, I have a song that the angels can't sing. I have a song that the angels can't sing. You stepped out of your throne, all wrapped in flesh. You made yourself like me.